Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Merchants in San Francisco are asking the city to pay up for all that lost business during APEC. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, what are the businesses saying?
They're saying that they got the short end of the stick. APEC, the international conference that brought some 21 nations and plus a host of CEOs and big buck people from around the world to San Francisco for a week, is estimated to have brought about $53 million into the economy. And that was really good news for hotels, especially places like the St. Regis, which basically sold its entire hotel room space and its restaurant to the Chinese government so that they could bivouac there for the conference, or the Fairmont, or other places where the VIP stayed. But for the smaller merchants and restaurants that were actually within that fenced-in zone that you passed by every day, it wasn't very good news. In fact, they took a real hit because people just weren't buying. The 20,000 attendees, most of them were either going to cater events or back to their hotels, leaving the merchants, who were literally stuck within this fenced-in area with refrigerators full of food and no customers.
So what kind of remedy are they asking for?
Well, what they'd like to do is get the money back. I mean, for example, one restaurant, Bonchon, according to the Chronicle, their supplier said, look, we're only going to be able to get in here one day, and that's before the conference. And after that, we're not going to be able to come in because of the checkpoints. So you better stock up now. So they did. And then they had an empty restaurant. So it wound up, if they had closed for that week, it would have cost them about $10,000. But having opened with employees there and stock, they lost about $50,000, they estimate. Now, they have gone to the city along with other merchants and said, hey, we need some help here. So far, the city says, okay, we'd like to help you. We'd like to talk to you about what your losses were, but they're not committing. So far, the city's not committing one way or the other. And it's interesting because what they're saying basically right now is, yeah, we'll try to work something out. But the APEC brought such attention to the city, and they're using it as a pitch to get other conventions here. And those other conventions like Dreamforce will bring in business. So it's a sort of that government line I've heard so many times, from whether it's like a street repair or something else. It hurts in the short run, but in the long term, it's going to be better for you.
Phil, you know who else I heard was hurt by this beyond the small businesses were the taxi drivers. They said that a lot of those VIPs, they weren't taking cabs. They were part of an entourage. They had their rides. And I think they were planning on getting some things, not to mention, you know, all the driving around and the streets being cut off.
Right. And that's what makes it different from, let's say, a Super Bowl or even some of these other conventions where you have a limited shutdown of a street for maybe a couple of blocks. We have in high security, is that there just wasn't that mingling. There just wasn't that. Whether you were a taxi cab driver or you were a restaurateur, like you said, it was a zone. And these people were, not only were they in the protective zone, but a lot of times they were going around in their own little bubbles. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I know the city's got a budget crunch, but they also managed to raise, you know, $20 million in private funds to put on the parties for the bigwigs. And you think they might be able to put something on the table for the smaller businesses that, you know, are taking one for the team.
Thanks as always, Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.